message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Let's give Jesus a big clap this morning. Give Jesus a bigger clap. Hallelujah. Please welcome your neighbor to your left and to your right and tell them Happy Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. And then you may please be seated. Praise the Lord. I welcome you into this service, and I trust God that none of us will return back the same way in Jesus' name. I'd like to hear your loud amen.
Amen.
Somebody glad that Easter is already approaching. The death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is around the corner. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. We'll be having a special resurrection praise service next week Sunday. And it's going to be a great time in God's presence. Hallelujah. We have been on a series on positive changes. And I trust God that these positive changes will not elude you in Jesus' name. I'd like to hear your amen. And the title of my brief message this morning is Unveiling the Price for Positive Changes. Unveiling the Price for Positive Changes. What is positive changes? It means transformation or improvement in the life of a man which calls for a testimony. Transformation or improvement in the life of a man, in the life of a woman, which calls for a testimony. In your life and in your family, there will be a testimony today. Amen. This month of April, there will be a testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Our lives are actually designed for positive changes. The life of Abraham changed from living in his father's house to a man who was a global entity. The life of Isaac changed. The life of Jacob changed. The life of Joseph changed from being a small boy just pushing around his father's cattle to a prime minister. And our God is a God who delights in seeing things changing for us. He likes us to become better. That is his delight. And I trust God this morning that you are the next for positive changes. I say you are the next for positive changes. There must be a positive change in your life and in your family.
Amen.
Note this. This month is not an ordinary month. And if you are spiritually sensitive, you will notice that the devil is already out to ensure, because he can see what God wants to do in your life and in my life. And he's very, very angry and very, very annoyed. But I know that as you take the bull by the horn this month, everybody will gather in your house to celebrate with you. Everybody will gather in your house to celebrate with you. Even your enemies will have no choice but to thank God for you. In the name of Jesus. And everything of value has a price. Everything that you see that has a value must have a price. There is something that is needful before you can taste positive changes. There is something that is so crucial that without it you can't taste positive changes. I will be showing you that this morning. And I trust God that every single person here this morning will experience positive changes in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And it is called spiritual upgrade. Spiritual upgrade. What is spiritual upgrade? Spiritual upgrade simply means growth and development in a man's spiritual life through deliberate, concise actions. I take that again. What is spiritual upgrade? Spiritual upgrade is growth and development of the spiritual life of a man or woman through deliberate action, which are concise. That is, there are steps which are deliberate. their actions which are done purposefully. It's not by mistake. You purposed that you must be upgraded spiritually. Spiritual upgrade is a major factor for changing life. And until your spiritual life is upgraded, your life remains downgraded. Until you invest in your spiritual life, there is no substance in a man's physical life. Because the spiritual controls the physical. And when we are talking about spiritual upgrade, we are not talking of just something happening in the life of a man alone. It's both for men and women. Because I know some women might say, it's only men that should be involved in spiritual upgrade. No. In Acts chapter 2 verse 17, the Bible says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." Someone say all flesh. "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." So every one of God, every one of us is permitted to be upgraded spiritually. What the disciples could not do, Jesus did it cheaply through weight differential. Someone say weight differential. Weight differential. Spiritual weight differential. Spiritual weight differential. Spiritual weight differential brought about. Jesus walked. They were asking, he said, "Well, how can we do this kind of miracles?" He said, "You don't know anything. You don't know anything. You don't go and get weight differential. Go and get weight differential. Go and get some more weight." Some days ago, we were walking here in the church, and it was about to rain heavily, and they had opened the roof. And I told the people, I said, "Continue your walk. It will not rain here. Continue your walk. If it rains everywhere, it will not rain here. Just continue your walk." And then my wife was also here, and then she needed to go home. And as I got back home, she was telling me that it was raining heavily at this hall here, Princess Hall. From Princess Hall downward, it was raining thunder and brimstone, and it did not drop in this auditorium here. What others can do, you will do with small weight differential. As you increase in spiritual substance, you command spiritual authority. There is somebody here this morning. Your spiritual life is going to grow to a new level.
Amen.
So I will not be speaking too much about money issue this morning or things like that you might expect, maybe clothes or car or praying for you. I'll be talking about something very crucial to your destiny, which is your spiritual life. What are the benefits of spiritual upgrade? I'll give you about 7 or 8 of them, and then we'll fire on this morning. Oh, let me just give about 6. Benefit of spiritual upgrade. Number one benefit of spiritual upgrade is strength for dominion. Strength for dominion. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis 1, verse 28. God speaking there. He said, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion." It is only through spiritual upgrade that you can dominate in this wicked world. It is only through spiritual upgrade that you can dominate in this wicked world. You need this power. And this power helps you to dominate every force of darkness and powers of the wicked. Forces of the wicked, powers of the wicked, they bow to you cheaply because of your spiritual upgrade. You dominate every situation and every circumstance of life. In Psalms 18, I'll be reading verse 44 and 45. The Bible says, "As soon as they hear me, as soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places." It doesn't matter who is hiding. Anybody hiding to make you suffer, this morning they will run out of their closed places. I said they will run out of their closed places. So it's important for you to upgrade yourself spiritually, to have a higher level of spiritual upgrade. The Bible says in Psalm 110 verse 2, it says, "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies." Rule thou in the midst. Sit down in the midst of your enemies to rule, because you are in charge. Somebody say, "I'm in charge." Somebody say, "I'm in charge." The last time the devil ridiculed you is the last time he will ridicule you. the last time the devil mesmerized you is the last time he will mesmerize you. So, improving spiritually gives you power or dominion. You have power to dominate. You have power to dominate the forces of darkness. You practically sit on their head. You practically sit on their head. And when they hear your name, they will run away. Somebody is here today. As devils hear your name, not even the name of Jesus yet, your own name, they will run out of their close places. Number two benefit of spiritual upgrade is information and knowledge. Spiritual upgrade leads to increased knowledge. Knowledge. Many have certificates, but they don't have education. There are two different things. Certificate is what you get from school. Education is about spiritual information. It's about getting what others cannot get. Bible says in Hosea 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they don't have knowledge, they are destroyed. If knowledge and information is what you desire, seek to grow spiritually. Bible says, talking about Daniel, when everybody was about to be killed, Bible says that Daniel, in Daniel chapter 2 verse 19, Daniel chapter 2 verse 19, the Bible speaking here, Bible says that the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. What everybody could not understand, what the astrologers, the magicians could not understand, Daniel knew cheaply because of information, because of revelation. When you upgrade spiritually, you have access to what others can never think of knowing. Inside your bedroom, you know what the king dreamt on his own bedroom, in his own bedroom. Inside your bedroom. Why? Because of spiritual upgrade, spiritual sensitivity. Because of spiritual alertness. You are in a lorry here and you can practically see what your child is doing in Lagos. You are in an office on Pipeline Road and you can see what is happening in another place. Why? Because you are spiritually relevant in heaven. So heaven shows you mysteries. This king slept, woke up, and did not tell anybody's dream. And Daniel still knew his dream. Jehovah. He did not tell anybody, not even his wife. Nobody. He said, I will not tell any of you. You can deceive me if I tell you. Tell me what I dreamt. Then I'll be able to be sure that your interpretation is right. He said it verbatim. Spiritual upgrade grants you access to information that will make you escape deformation. Spiritual upgrade grants you access to information that will make you escape deformation. Many are deformed because they lack information. They don't know what to do. But today, as you subscribe to spiritual upgrade, every information that you need will be revealed to you in Jesus' name. I say every information you need will be revealed to you in Jesus' name. Some of you are whining and dining with your enemies. You are eating with your enemies. Some of you are in the same house with your enemies. You don't know them. Why? Because you lack spiritual information. But when you have information, this information reveals to you the hidden secrets of the hearts of men. What others hide, God reveals them to you. From today, nobody will be able to make a fool of you again. Amen. Number three, benefit of spiritual upgrade is victory and freedom. Victory and freedom. Life is a battle. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 6. Say, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations. That is, we are in the world, but our war is not physical war. And it takes spiritual men and women to win the battles of life. It takes the spiritually sensitive to win the battles of life. It takes the spiritual to be able to win the battles of life. But today, you will not become a casualty in the battle of life. Amen. You and your family will become victorious in the name of Jesus. Amen. I say you and your family will become victorious in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. In Ephesians 6 verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers, of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. It is spiritual against spiritual. You cannot be using your certificates to slap devil. It doesn't make any sense. It is spiritual against spiritual. When they come to you in the night, you are also spiritually upgraded enough to contend with them. Many have been wasted because they are not ready to fight. A battle you run away from today, you might live to fight another day if you are spared. That's why you must fight today. Bible says, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against them. So when the devil is trying to bloody fool you, you contend with him. You contend with him. You contend with him. Because those that don't want to contend with the devil will be detained by the devil. If you would say, I'm a gentle person. I'm a gentleman. I don't want to have problem with it. He's after you. And so victory is only sure for those who are spiritually ready. I pray for somebody here today. May you be spiritually ready for the battles of life. Amen. And may you come out as a victor in all the battles of life. Amen. You will not become a casualty in the battles of life. Amen. So get set. Tighten your belts. If it comes to you in the area of your children, you fight him. If it comes to you to make you a failure, you fight him. If it comes to you to destroy your business, you fight him. If it comes to you to attack your health, you fight him. If it comes to you to try to destroy your destiny, you fight him. Any way he comes, you fight him. He wants to kill you, you kill him. He wants to destroy you, you destroy him. You will emerge a victorious man and woman in Jesus' name. Amen. Number four benefit of spiritual upgrade is that it gives you joy. Joy. Every man or woman who is spiritual is always joyful. You don't see them cast down. From today, sadness will never be mentioned with you and your family. Amen. I say sadness will never be mentioned with you and your family. Amen. When you see somebody who is always moody, the spiritual level is down. You see, spiritual upgrade brings happiness in your heart. You can't explain it. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have. Don't care what the devil is doing. Don't care what he's trying to do. Keep your joy. Don't allow him to steal your joy. Devil is too small to steal your joy. In Acts chapter 2, looking at the apostles, Acts 2 verse 46 and 47, they were always joyful. Bible says, and they continued daily in one accord. Acts 2, 46, 47. They continued daily in one accord in the temple. And breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness. Somebody say gladness. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I am glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong. With gladness and singleness of heart. Now look at verse 47 now. Praising God. They were praising God. And having favor with people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Why? They were happy. They were joyful. Their heart was full of gladness. Their heart was full of joy. Devil is too small to take my joy in any way. I don't even know that he exists. Let the joy of the Lord ooze out of your life. Enough of people asking you, why? What's wrong? Did you need money? What's the problem? Are you sick? No. Oh, happy day. Come on now. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy, happy, happy day. Oh, happy, happy, happy day. Oh, happy, happy, happy day!
Jesus was. Oh, when Jesus was. When it was passing away.
Happy day.
Happy, happy, happy day. Spiritual life on fire to the extent that the devil cannot attack it. They cannot attack your joy. The joy of the Lord is on you, is in your strength always. Keep your joy high. Keep your joy high. Be like somebody who is on new wine. The disciples, they said, these guys, they must be on new wine. These guys must be on new wine. Not on banja wee wee. They must be on new wine. These guys are different. We have tried and tried and tried, and these guys still will not be sad. What kind of guys are these? Holy Ghost filled guys. Hallelujah. And so any power attacking your joy, any power attacking your staff of bread, any power attacking your children, any power attacking your destiny, with a view to attacking your joy, that power be cast out in the name of Jesus. That power be rendered useless in the name of Jesus. Devil has failed over you, and he will fail over and over again. He will fail over and over again. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number five benefit of spiritual upgrade is physical and material blessing. Physical and material blessing is attracted to the spiritual. That's why you must not downgrade your spiritual life. Your spiritual life grants you access to material sufficiency. I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous, what? Forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I've never seen it. I have never seen them being sad. The Bible says the young lion do lack and suffer hunger. But that what? Those that seek the Lord shall know what? You cannot. Stretch your hands here. I speak to this your two hands. Material blessings that will lead to your peace of mind. Material blessing you need to live a good life. Receive it to these two hands in Jesus' name. Your hands represent your life. Make sure your hands are stretched right now. Makada Belaswa Baradia Kataja. Lisa Swapira Tualika. I decree this morning, every hand stretched forward, receive the blessings of the Lord this morning. Receive the blessings of the Lord this morning. Receive the blessings of the Lord this morning. These hands will never be dry again forever. These hands will never be dry again forever. Now listen to this. There is nothing your mates have done that you will not do and exceed it. In the name of Jesus. Friends, the more spiritual you are, the more access you have to physical resources. Spiritual upgrade is a magnet for physical blessing. Hello. Hello. Spiritual upgrade. When you upgrade yourself spiritually, it attracts blessing. I mean, I'm talking from a point of view of a practitioner, not from somebody who read it from a book. I have seen my life move from a level that is, you can call the lowest ebb, to a much higher pedestal through investment in spiritual things. I have have witnessed transformations beyond human understanding as a result of heavy spiritual engagement. Heavy spiritual engagement. Heavy spiritual. That's why the devil does not want your spiritual life to be on point, so that your material life will not be on point. There is a connection between spiritual blessings and physical blessings. From today, it shall be well with everything concerning you. Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 18 that the path of the just is like a shining light. The path of the spiritual man, sir, is like a shining light, and it's shining more and more. Friends, you have not yet hit the end of the road. I say you have not yet hit the end of the road. You have not yet hit the end of the road. God is still going to do something amazing for you. God is able to do just what he says he
will do.
Oh,
he's gonna fulfill every promise to you.
Don't give up.
Don't give up on God.
Don't
give up.
Your spiritual upgrade, there is a physical blessing coming for you today. As a result of your spiritual upgrade, there is a physical blessing coming for you today. Let me hear your loudest amen. And number six, benefits of spiritual upgrade is called grace for holiness and righteousness. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, the Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." One thing that God wants from us every day is to live a holy life. And he's saying, "I'm a holy man. I want you to live a holy life." Your spiritual upgrade is what prompts the grace for holiness to work in your life. The more spiritually upgraded you are, the more in grace you are to be able to live a holy life. What does holiness mean? Pleasing God. You are just pleasing God. You live to please God. You just live to please God. Every day your heart desire is to please God. Our desire is to know God. You just want to please Him. That's holiness. Your every minute, is this thing pleasing God? Is my life pleasing God? Is my life pleasing God? And it is through spiritual upgrade that you become a man or woman that can live a holy life. When you upgrade spiritually, you access new level of the fear of God. When you are spiritually upgraded, the fear of God is in your heart. You fear God. You fear God. We're in a generation where there's bankruptcy of the fear of God. People just do anything. But once your spiritual life goes up, the fear of God in your heart goes up. You don't treat God like trash. You just fear Him. You just fear Him. This morning, I decree a baptism
of the spirit of the fear of God upon your life. I decree a baptism of the spirit of the fear of God upon your life. Quickly, as we round up this morning, how to upgrade spiritually? How do I upgrade? If there's so much benefit in spiritual upgrade, how do I upgrade spiritually? Number one is spend more time in God's presence. If you desire to be upgraded spiritually, spend more time in God's presence. In James 4 verse 8, it says, draw near to me, I will draw near to you. Let the presence of God be what you treasure the most. Spend more time with God. You become like the person you spend time with. Let them take anything from you. If they don't take God's presence from you, you have lost nothing. Anybody can leave you. Hello? Now, look, hear this very well now, everybody, inside and outside. If you are outside and you can hear me, shout hallelujah. Anybody can leave you, but please don't let the presence of God leave you. Anybody can say, no, I'm not your friend again. We have seen people who have been your friend, people's friends for 20 something years. One day they just say, I'm not your friend anymore. She cannot. Then they say, why? There's no reason. I'm just not your friend again. It's no big deal. The Bible even says your father and your mother can forsake you. Not talk of friends. But let anybody, don't allow God's presence. Treasure God's presence. There was a man called Joseph. The Bible says, everywhere Joseph went to, in Genesis 39, from verse 2 particularly, everywhere he went to, the presence of God was with, and the Lord, Genesis 39 verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now listen to this story very well, because I don't have time, I'll just paraphrase. This boy had a coat of many colors. His brothers took it. This boy also had clothes given to him by Potiphar. Potiphar's wife took it. When he got to the prison, the Bible says in Genesis 39 verse 2 that he was in prison. He was in Potiphar's house, his master. Yet he still enjoyed God's presence. It tells me something. It's an equation. It tells me that what was subtracted from his life was inconsequential. It is the presence of God that is the constant that must always be there. Somebody took your certificate. Somebody took your blessing. Somebody collected your fiancé. I will not advise that anyway, but at least let's assume it happened. But as long as God's presence doesn't leave you, forget it. You can get everything back. Eventually, he became what God wanted him to become. Friends, I know God has put a great dream in your heart. Please don't ever leave his presence. Don't ever leave God's presence. Don't be a rascally Christian. Be a Christian that is on point in prayers. You love praying. You love his presence. You love worship. You are an addict of his word, of his presence. Your life is revolving around God's presence. Many are looking for what is not. Many are looking for what is lost. All over the place. But the Bible says in Matthew 6 verse 33, seek ye first. Somebody say first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what? All these other things shall be added. Everything everybody is dying for, God will give to you cheaply. Men don't know how to get the best. That's why they are struggling. The best of the best is available with God. That's why you must always look up to him. Mojure Olorun. Oh, what you like, Eleda mi, omo kunrin ti mo, but you baba le. Oh, omo bere ti mo, but you baba le. Ah, le mi owo Jesu, mi ti da mi lo. Oh, what you like, oh, what you like, baba, Olorun mi. Oh, what you like.
God's blessings. But for this to happen, don't be far away from His presence. Be addicted to His presence. If possible, every day in His house. And also in your house. Your house should be like another temple. Your house should be another temple. Your house should be another place of His presence. It's a new day for you. I say it's a new day for you. Number one, how to upgrade spiritually is spend more time. Number two, study the Bible often. Read the Bible often. The Bible is the manual of life. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ensure that the Bible is your friend. Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on the law day and night. And then he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the living waters. And whatsoever he doeth, you will prosper. Can you see that reading the Bible makes you prosper? Why? Because what is written therein will make you prosper. If the devil thinks you are going to fail, he has failed. Don't allow the Bible to be a pillow. Bible is not a pillow. Some people use Bible under the pillow so as to guide them. A Bible under the pillow has no value without it being in your heart. You can have 17 Bible under your pillow. If you don't read it, it's of no value. You remember how our mothers then used to do? They would guide Bible under. Bible, put it under their pillow and rest on it. And devil can still come and slap them anyway sometimes. Because they did not read it. So, settle down with the scripture. If you want spiritual upgrade, feed yourself heavily. Feed yourself heavily. Feed yourself heavily. Eat from the Bible. Eat regular meal, just like you eat other food. Eat the Bible regularly. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk, the word of God is meat, is milk. You can eat it. And as you eat it, you are spiritually upgraded. I have seen many people with physical stature but zero spiritual stamina. There are two different things. You can have a physical stature with hands as almost big as my chest, but one small witch like this, small devil like this can come and slap the person, wah! And three teeth will come out at once. I don't have a problem with you keeping fit and having physical stature. But your content, your spiritual content must have value. It must have weight. Heavy. Heavy. You eat well in your spiritual life. So much so that you have something. That's why the devil tries every day to make sure you don't read your Bible. Every day. Every day. It's like a battle for you. Why? Because he knows that this thing is where your food is. You can't run the race of life without this manual. You can't be heavily, heavily spiritually weighty except there is content from this scripture. Man's life has no bearing except he's in contact with the manner of life. This is what shows you what to do. This is what shows you what to do. God, what do I do on this matter? Then you go to the scripture. You find out, what does the scripture say about it? I want to take this step. This is what shows you what to do. It's a new day for you today. Number three, how to be spiritually upgraded. Be actively involved in kingdom service. Anything that involves God's kingdom, be there. If you want to grow spiritually, don't be a Sidon Lu Christian in the house of God. You know, in Yoruba land, they say a child who watches his father's house decay without doing anything is a what? Oh, a child in he sees his father's house and he doesn't care about his father's house. He's not a good child. He will not get any inheritance from the father. in his father's house. My father's house. Ah, what can I do? Is there anything I can do? Is there anything? That's how to be a child, good child. A child that turns his, he sees his father, turns his ears. If you want, make it, I know they. A good child must not do that. And as you are in the house of God, you will be looking at, what can I do? Can I clean? Can I preach? Can I encourage somebody? Can I win souls in soul winning engagement? Yesterday now we were out for outreach. I'm sure many people are here today as a result of that outreach. What can I sing in the choir? Can I stand as a protocol to welcome people to the church? Can I decorate the church? Can I be involved in media and publicity? There must be something you can do. People have become so people who look as if they are so big, they have suddenly turned themselves into so small before God. As a result of lack of inability to, for us to humble ourselves in God's house. If you are in God's house, you want to grow spiritually, anything you find, anything your hand finds, even if you have security outside, do something. Do something. Do something. Yesterday, while we were at the evangelism, I met a pastor, and I said, Pastor, how are you? When he saw me, he shook his head. He said, the reason why the blessings is different is because the commitment is different. I understood what he meant, and I laughed. He said, the reason why blessings are different is because the commitment level is different. There is nothing like status before God. There's nothing like, I'm a general overseer, I'm a senior pastor, I'm an elder, before God. If you are not involved in service, you can't be serviced. Until you are committed to service, you can't guarantee that you'll not be omitted in blessings. So wake up, your certificate notwithstanding, your handsomeness will notwithstanding, do something. Do something. Do something. Number four, on how to upgrade spiritually. Pray in the Holy Ghost often. Also pray understanding often. In Jude verse 20, encourages us to pray in the Holy Ghost. That we should pray in the Holy Ghost. Jude has only one verse, one chapter. Jude 1 verse 20. That we are to pray in the Holy Ghost all the time. If you want to grow, spend time in the Holy Ghost. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again. In my life. The growth of your spiritual life. Jesus said, he said, tarry, wait here until you be endued with the Holy Ghost. Until the Holy Ghost comes to you, please don't move. Nothing changes for a man without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. And for you to enjoy his benefit and to help you to grow spiritually, sing in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Maybe you are not baptized with the Holy Ghost this morning. Even as we pray on this morning, pray to God for a baptism this morning. That Father, I must be in contact with the Holy Ghost. Touch my tongue. Touch me. Let me speak the language of heaven. Let me speak the language of heaven. Let me speak a language that only heaven can understand. From today, that grace comes upon you in Jesus' name. How to upgrade spiritually? Number five, associate correctly. Associate correctly. Your association determines your level of spiritual growth. If you see the people I associate with closely, you will understand the way I talk and relate the way I relate. Your association affects your dedication.
Your association affects your spirituality. When Saul was among the prophets, he began to prophesy. People were wondering, is this Saul? Is Saul also one of the prophets? Why? He was associated. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Those you associate with will either corrupt you or they will erupt the grace of God upon your life. Watch them. If everybody that is your friend is not spiritually inclined, they will eventually make sure that your spiritual life declines. If everybody around you, their spiritual life is down. Bible says, iron, what? Sharpeneth iron. So you can't be an iron and then you are messing around with a wood. Somebody who cannot even quote one scripture, they quote one scripture. Say John 3:16. For the devil loved the world that he was able to wine with God. Have you? John, yes. Devil, he cannot. One scripture. Watch your association. Guide your association. If you are a fire, move with people of fire. If you are fire, move with people that will inject fire into you. People that will charge you. Your 1 hour with them, I'll see you later. I feel like going to pray now. I just feel like being in prayers now. As in, after you have spoken to me, now I just feel like being in prayers for some time. Please, can I go, please? They practically transmit fire to your bones. Those are the people you should be working with, not people that dampen your morale and encourage you not to do the things of God. It's a new day for you. And number 6, how to upgrade spiritually. Flee totally from sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. 1 Corinthians, I'll be reading chapter 6 from verse 9 all through to 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators or adulterers or idolaters or adulterers or nor emulate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed and you were sanctified and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. Ensure that if you want to upgrade spiritually, flee from sin permanently. I read the story of a man who wanted to upgrade spiritually and fasted for 7 days. On the 7th day, he did fornication. He fasted 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. On the 7th day, when he was, a pepperoni just came in. Hello. Hello. Hi. Honestly speaking, I've been wanting to come to you, but I've been busy. Honestly. But I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And then, instead of him to flee, he started communicating. I saw everything. Say, fine. You're looking good. Honestly, I prepared myself to come here. More than 7 perfumes on me now. If your desire is to grow spiritually, don't go near sin. Sin will sink a man. Sin will sink a woman. Sin will destroy. And if you have gone near already, there is a gear in every car called the reverse gear. You reverse. Ah! Ikure! Ah! I ain't going here. This is not for me. This is not my portion. And then you turn and you take a flight. If your desire, because you can, you can be so on top spiritually and be grounded in 1 minute. You know, while doing the repair work we are doing in the church right now, I discovered that it's so easy to destroy something. Something that it takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort to build within. People will just get there and say, this thing is has problem, and they remove it. Some people were working on the roof to try to correct some places that were leaking and all that. So we had to remove the roofing sheet and remove some of the iron so as to put some new iron there. And I was aghast. They just took gas there with their pipe and they sliced the iron. And the thing dropped. Bah! Shai, Jehovah, I say, yay. Something that is not easy to destroy, it's just, you will not be destroyed. That's why you should run away from anything that wants to destroy you. Anything that is attempting to destroy, and the easiest destroyer is sin. There's no need for password before it, once it enters, it's automatic. Number 7, where we stop this morning, how to upgrade spiritually. Love God more. Every God lover is a man or woman who is upgraded spiritually. Every God lover is a man or woman who is upgraded spiritually. The more you love God, in Deuteronomy 6 verse 5, say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Somebody say heart. And with all thy soul. Somebody say soul. And with all thy might. Somebody say might. These 3 things are what you have to use to love God. All your heart. You know your heart is used to pump blood to your body. All your soul. And of course, your strength is to love God with. If you can love God like this, you will shoot up spiritually. Your desire every day is to grow spiritually. That should be your greatest longing every day. That's why your greatest investment should be in the things of God. Things that helps you to... No matter how long we spend here, we will still spend a longer time in eternity. That's why your love, your greatest love... You say, if anybody loves father or mother or house more than me, say, it's not worthy of me. That's God speaking. He said, you must not love anything as much as you love me. But what do we see now? Men love things more than God. We love shoes more than God. We love cars more than God. We love our families more than God. We love our schools more than God. God is number last in the priority of many. Say, tell us your priority. What are the things you love? Number 1, my husband. Number 2, my children. Number 3, my shop. I love my shop. Honestly, I cannot play with my business. Number 4, my parents. Then somebody, okay, where is God? Sorry. I also love God. It shouldn't be. God said, make me number 1. Somebody say number 1. God is a jealous God. It's in the scripture. See, I'm a very jealous God. God is more jealous than ladies. Many of these beautiful ladies looking at me now. I know what you can do. I can imagine what you can do. But God is saying, I am more jealous than you. No, but you must not love anybody as much as you love me. Love me the most. And as I round up this morning, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest signs of loving God is giving Him your life, your life, your life, your life, your life. Being born again. What does it mean to be born again? That is, your name is written in heaven in the book of life. Somebody's here this morning, you are telling me, Pastor, both inside and outside, you are saying to me, Pastor, all heads bowed and all eyes closed, inside, outside, all heads bowed. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to rededicate my life to God. I want to call 3 sets of people. Number 1, you want to rededicate to God. Number 2, you have never given your life to Christ before. You want to give Him your life. And number 3, you want to break an habit. There is something that is not allowing you to grow spiritually. You want to grow. You have even grown before, but you went down. You want to break that habit this morning. I want to pray for you. Rise up on your feet. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Anywhere you are, place your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest. Hello. Place your right hand on your chest. Now, anywhere you are, say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. From this moment, afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Father, cleanse me by your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Empower me to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Keep those hands on your chest. Keep that hand on your chest as I pray for you. Father, I thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, for today. To you alone be all the glory. For many that you have saved this morning, establish them in your presence. Cause their lives to be changed. Cause their destinies to be transformed. And let their lives be blessed. Write their names in the book of life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.